I thank God for my friend and my brother. Since when God has connected us together, we've always had a wonderful fellowship. He could have chosen not to be here and be in England with his family. But the grace of God has allowed him to come and be a blessing to you and I. Tomorrow morning he's leaving. I want us to take as much as we can tonight. Every man carries a grace upon their lives. If you have been here the first night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, yesterday night, if you are sensitive, you know the kind of grace that this man carries. Take as much as you can. Let something be deposited in you that will quicken you into 2016. Something you will not forget quickly. Hallelujah. Amen. Let your faith, let your, be hungry for it and draw it. I want us to welcome to the podium Evangelist Boyega Shito. You can do better than that.
Hallelujah. Amen. To Jesus be all the glory.
Amen.
Forever and ever.
Amen.
And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Just wave your hands one more time and thank him. Tell him how much you love him. Worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Just tell him some words. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. O my soul, worship your holy name. Bless the Lord,
bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship his holy name.
The Lord,
bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Yes, Lord,
oh my soul.
Worship his holy name.
Worship his holy name. Sing like
great
Greater you, Lord. Greater you, Lord.
Greater you, Lord.
Greater you.
Just go ahead and worship him. Give him praise and glory and honor. Thank you, Father. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Shalom, Shalom. Great are you, Lord. Shalom, Shalom. Great are you. Have your way tonight, Lord. Again, we ask, let your presence be strong in our midst. Let your glory fill this place. Let your hand be strong upon your people. Let no one go back the same. I yield my spirit, soul, and body to you, Father. Use me for your glory. Speak through me, Father. Shalom, Asandaraba. We worship you. One more time, lift your hand. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, have your way tonight. Speak to me, Lord. Change my life. Give me divine encounter with your presence. In the name of Jesus. Open my heart. Let your words fall on good ground in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand of praise. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. We bless your name. We bless you, Lord. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you, Lord.
Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. I believe in you.
I believe in you, Lord.
Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. I believe in you.
I believe in you, Lord.
Jesus, the Son of God. The Son of God, I believe in you. I believe in you.
Amen. 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 You may be seated in His presence. God bless you. My pleasure again to be here tonight to be a channel of blessing to you, and we want to also thank the Lord for last night, for Sunday evening and Sunday morning. We want to thank Him for what He's been doing in our midst. Thank God for the divine encounter, impact, and transformation. Tonight, I'll be taking the last session of the meeting tonight. As Pastor has announced, other meetings continue tomorrow evening. But I want to take my part, the last session I'm taking for this season, till you see me again by God's grace next year. For this season, I'll be taking the last session tonight. And we're still on the broad topic, Lord, take me to the next level. I want to speak on a subtopic that has a root in yesterday's message. Those who came last night, you recall that we took time to study the life of Joseph and how God took him from a humble background, from a background where he was a teenage boy in non-entity, to become the prime minister of Egypt, the ruling power at that time. And we saw the check posts that he went through before he got there. How many people remember what we dealt with last night? What was the first thing we mentioned last night? Symbolic of the Holy Spirit. And then, what's the next point? Dreams and visions. And how many of you have dreams and visions for the coming year? Praise God. And what's the next point we mentioned? kingdom errands. How many of you are set for to embark on kingdom errands? What's the next point we mentioned? Attacks. How many of you are set to face the challenges ahead? Can I see your hands? In case you are not set, God will equip you tonight. And we mentioned what again? Deliverance will definitely come. Rubens will be raised in your favor. Deliverance will come. No matter the attack, deliverance will come. And what did we mention again? Praise in your adversity, in your challenge, in the situation. Keep praising God. Your loyalty must be undivided. Your loyalty must be unparalleled. Hallelujah. And then we went on and on and on. Let me not go over that for so that those who didn't come last night can pick the CDs. Tonight, I want to speak on the topic, stay undercover. The key to moving to the next level, stay under what? Cover. Now, for a man to stay undercover, that man must have the attributes, one of the attributes of God called humility. Some say humility. So my topic is stay undercover, or better still, humility, the key to next level. You want to give it to any of those two topics. Stay undercover. Tell your neighbor, say, stay undercover. Stay undercover. Tell your neighbor, say, be humble. Tell your neighbor, say, walk in humility. And I tell you, by God's mercy, if you walk in humility, if you stay under God's cover, undercover, you will, without doubt, operate in the next level that God intends for you. Without doubt. One of the qualities that Joseph had, don't just think God picked him and God put him there. It was a process. Ever say process? And you saw last night all the steps we mentioned. It was a process. A process. Every meal or product that reaches a consumer, every product or meal that reaches a consumer has gone through processing. Am I right? Has gone through processing. When Jesus, in John 21, when Jesus came to the shore and the disciples were struggling to catch fishes, and Jesus said, children, do you have any meat? Do you have any food? And they said, no, we have toiled all night and we have caught nothing. And he said, okay, cast the net to the right side. And they did cast the net to the right side. And they caught so much fishes. And they dragged the fishes to shore in John 21. And the Bible declares, shortly after they dragged the fishes to shore, Jesus said, come guys, and let's have breakfast. And he took out of the fishes that they had caught, raw fishes, and then he processed it and roasted it. And they ate. Then as they ate the fishes that were roasted and prepared, the purpose of God for humanity was established. It was at that time Jesus said to Peter, now let's talk business. Someone say process. All right. So there's a process. Process. In the book of James, chapter number 4, verse 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. James 4. James chapter 4. If you found it. But he gives more grace, wherefore he saith, God resists the proud, but gives grace unto who? The humble. Who does God give grace to? The humble. He gives grace to the humble. God doesn't give grace to just everyone. He gives grace to who? The humble. He gives grace to the humble. And if you know one of the end results or one of the works of grace is that grace picks a man from the dust and set that man among the princes of God's people to inherit thrones of glory. Grace. But how can a man receive grace if he is not humble? The Bible says he resists the proud, he gives grace to the humble. Now, he goes on in verse 7 to say, submit yourselves therefore to God. Everybody says submit. That's another way of saying stay under God's what? Under God's what? Cover or covering. Therefore, now I like how it joins both. He gives more grace, wherefore he says, God resists the proud. God resists the proud. Pastor was saying tonight, we have to, one of the hindrances is pride. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Then he goes on to say, therefore, submit yourself to God. Therefore, submit yourself to God. The evidence and manifestation of humility is in submission to who? To God. Therefore, submit yourself to God. Stay under divine cover. Stay under God's covering. He said, well, how does humility work? I think humility is something I would just find myself humble. No, humility is not the gift of the Spirit. The gift of the Spirit can come and land on you, bam, suddenly. The gift of the Spirit, God can decide to release it. It's a gift. The gift of the Spirit, most times you don't work for the gift of the Spirit. It's a package that comes with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But humility is something that you must intentionally and consciously work towards. You intentionally cultivate the habit or the art of walking in humility. It says, submit yourselves therefore to God. That's a sign of humility, submission to God. I'm coming, we're going somewhere. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Next verse. Let's read the next verse. Draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. Wait a moment. Draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. He begins by saying, resist the devil. One. Two. Draw near to God. Three, cleanse your hands. Four, purify your heart. For me, Apostle James is simply telling us these are the ingredients to attain humility. That's what he's simply saying. He just talked about humility and then he says, look, let me show you how to do it. Draw near to God. Draw near to God. Three forms in worship. Someone say worship. Worship. Let me tell you this. People who worship. Men and women who give time to worship, drawing near to God through worship, are men and women who will walk in humility. In fact, I can put it to you that one of the signs or evidence of humility is worship. Worship that comes from the heart. Draw nigh to God in worship, in fellowship, in prayer, in praise. Well, each time you approach God, it's a sign of humility. Each time you come to God's presence, It's a demonstration of humility. It's a demonstration of the fact that, look, you are helpless. It's a demonstration of the fact that you are not, you cannot do it yourself. You need him. Let's go to verse 9. Verse number 9. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. That's simply talking about sobriety. In a nutshell, sobriety. To be sober. Sobriety. Sobriety of heart. Go to verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and then he shall do what? He shall do what? He shall do what? He shall lift you up. It will take you to the next level. Now, look at Joseph. We studied Joseph yesterday. Let me show you a few things about this man called Joseph. You will see in many of his dealings with people, with men, you hear him saying things like, it is not me, it's God. It is not me, it's God. Genesis 41, are you there? Genesis 41 and verse number, Genesis 41, verse number 9. Genesis 41, verse number 9. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my fault this day. This was Pharaoh looking for an interpreter of his dream. The butler said, Pharaoh was wroth with his servants and put me in the ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night. And I and he, we dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us a man, an Hebrew servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him and interpreted to us our dreams. To each man according to his dream, he did interpret. And it came to pass as he interpreted to us, so it was, me he restored unto mine office, and him he hanged. Then Pharaoh said, send for him. And they sent for him and called Joseph. And they brought him in a haste out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself and changed his raiment and came in unto Pharaoh. Now, watch this. Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there's none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee, or I have heard so much about you, or I have heard about your fame, that you can dissolve, you can unravel and interpret dreams. Verse 16. Joseph answered who? Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. Someone say, it is not in me. No, you didn't say it well. Someone say, it is not in me. Now. He said, it is not in me. God shall give an answer of peace. Verse 17. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, in my dream, behold, blah, 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 blah. And he went on to say. Now, let's go again to chapter 40 and verse number 8. Chapter 40, verse number 8 of Genesis. Not because Pharaoh was a king and Joseph feigned or pretended to be humble. You will see Joseph's humble character manifested in different dimensions with different group of people, among his equals, among his brethren, among men who are high and mighty, and even among those who are prisoners. Verse 8 of Genesis chapter 40. And they said unto him, these were the two prisoners, butler and baker, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. Joseph said unto them, do not interpretations belong to Joseph? Talk to me. Do not interpretations belong to God? Let's go again quickly to Genesis chapter number 45, verse 1. Genesis 45, verse 1. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. Someone say refrain. Now this was at the point, I'm sure you all know the story. This was at the point where finally he was revealed to his brothers. And he cried. In chapter 43, 44, he had pretended not to know his brothers. You all know the story. His brothers didn't recognize him. He recognized them. The people, remember last night, I told you that while they cast him in the pit, what were they doing? Talk to me. Oh, good. Look at that child. No. Let's give him a big God bless you. For a child to remember that last night, while they cast him into the pit, they were eating good meal, and the meal was going on well. To show you how wicked their hearts were. And the boy was in the pit crying, tears of sorrow, tears of bitterness, anguish. Because you see Reuben saying later that, didn't I tell you guys, when that boy was crying in anguish, if you look at chapter 43, what chapter was it they went to Egypt for the first time to buy food? And Joseph said, you are spies. You came to spy the land. That's why you came. And they were saying, we are no spies. And then Reuben now began to tell them, didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you when that boy was crying in anguish? And I told you guys that we shouldn't do evil to this boy. Now, and Joseph was listening to all they were saying, but he pretended not to understand Hebrew. So there the Bible says, Reuben said, his soul was in anguish. That was the word Reuben used. I told you guys, while his soul was in anguish, that we should not let his blood be upon us. But you would not listen. Anyway, let's come back. If you can't find it, did you find it? It's in chapter 43 or so. Is it 42? Chapter 42, thank you very much. Chapter 42 was when they came to buy food. 42 verse what? Okay. And they said one to another, we are verily guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish. That's the word I want you to see. Anguish of his soul when he besought us. That means chapter 37 did not give us details. But Reuben in chapter 42 now gives details. That means, you remember in chapter 37, the Bible does not tell us that he was begging them. When we read yesterday. Now, Reuben gives more detail. When he besought us, that means the guy was practically pleading. Say, Uncle Reuben, Uncle Judah, Uncle Simeon. Don't do this to me. And the boy was in anguish of soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore, this distress has come upon us. Now, go back to chapter 45. Don't forget, My topic tonight still boils around humility. The key to moving up and moving to the next level. Chapter 45. Let's go back now. Chapter 45, verse 1. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all of them that stood by him. And he cried. He cried, "Cause every man to go out from me." Of course, we're talking about the prime minister. He must observe what we call a public protocol, palace protocol. Prime minister won't just break into tears. So he told all the state security servicemen to get out of his side. He told all of them, just left alone with his brothers. Next verse. And there stood no man with him. While Joseph, he now probably removed, if he was wearing a turban, he removed his turban. If he was faking a mustache, he removed his mustache. And then he made himself known to his brethren. Go on. Next verse. And he wept aloud. Excuse me. Only a man who has a broken spirit and a contrite heart will go through this. He wept aloud. And the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. That means he actually wept not for sorrow, but he wept for compassion. He wept for God's faithfulness. He wept because his brothers finally had reunited with him. He wept because he was so emotional about reuniting with his brothers. Next verse, verse 3. And Joseph said unto his brethren, "I am Joseph. Does my father yet live?"